November is National Family Caregivers Month. Caregivers do so much for others, and they deserve to prioritize their own well-being too. Our friends at Mental Health America believe together we can make taking care of loved ones a bit more manageable. Follow MHA, mentalhealthamerica.org, on all of their social media platforms, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and Indeed. This is Teachable Moments with April podcast, and you guessed it, I'm your host, April. If you're a returning listener and a part of the Teachable Moments with April podcast family, welcome back. For those who are checking me out for the first time, well, hello and welcome. To everyone listening, be encouraged and look for the teachable moments that are all around us. Enjoy. Today's content is from Messages We Need to Hear from the Writings of Martha Smock by Unity Ministries. Turn within to prayer. No need to wait for a turning point. You know, you do not have to wait for a turning point. You can make your own. We should not sit around hoping for a change, a break, for something to happen. We have it in our power to turn that corner, to make that change, and to start things going in a different direction. We should never think that we're too old to make a change and that it is too late to begin again. We do not have to go along with unhappy conditions or accept ill health, lack, and limitation as our lot. The turning point comes first of all in us, in some outer circumstance. Prayer is a turning point. We talk a great deal about turning within in prayer. Affirmative prayer is really just that, a turning about of our inner thoughts and feelings, a turning about of our habitual reactions to life. Prayer is turning within, turning away from negative thinking, turning our thoughts toward light and to the truth. We have all made these inner turnings in prayer and meditation, and we know how they have wrought wonderful changes in us and in the conditions of our lives. We think about the turning points of our lives, we can see that sometimes they came about in the most unexpected ways. Sometimes the turning point was a welcome change, something we had a change thrust upon us that we fought or rebelled against. But you know what? It proved to be a turning point for good, a turning point in the right direction, after all. Now, I believe that we can consciously decide to make a turning point in our lives. I also believe that unconsciously, without being aware of it, we bring ourselves to turning points. I do not believe that we are ever come to a turning point totally unprepared. We are ready for it. In our spiritual selves, we have chosen it. I also believe that the most important turning points we make are the turning points that have to do with our consciousness of God, of ourselves as spiritual beings, with our realization of our oneness with our very source. These are the greatest turning points of all. Fall, Wild Adventures Great Pumpkin Luminites and Pumpkin Spice Festival grows even bigger. It tastes even sweeter and glows even brighter. Introducing all new Luminites Legends Pumpkin Gallery, a brilliantly carved collection of Georgia's most famous icons. It's all part of our biggest, brightest, and wildest fall yet. For your best value, get the rest of this year and all of next with a 2024 season pass. Plan your visit and buy your pass today. You were just listening to Teachable Moments with April podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on the other social media platforms of ours, which is TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our official podcast landing page on podpage.com/teachablemomentswithapril to see all our content in one place and leave personal messages, feedback, and more.